This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The United States is sending additional military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, the Pentagon said Friday night. The announcement came after last weekend's attacks on Saudi Arabian oil installations, for which the U.S. blames Iran, an allegation that Tehran denies. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said the U.S. was responding to requests from Saudi Arabia and the UAE to improve their air and missile defenses after the September 14th assault, which exposed the vulnerability of the region's oil facilities. Thousands of people in Hong Kong have taken to the streets for the latest round of pro-democracy demonstrations. The protesters began their rally Saturday after pro-China supporters tore down some of the city's dozen or so so-called Lenin walls, created with colorful post-it notes on which anti-government messages have been written. The walls are named after the 1980 John Lennon Wall in communist-controlled Prague. On Saturday, Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for a bus bombing that killed 12 people near the Iraqi city of Karbala. 12 were killed and several others wounded when a bus bombing occurred Friday near the holy city south of Baghdad. At a United Nations Youth Climate Summit in New York on Saturday, Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg says young people showed how seriously they take climate change with a strike that took hundreds of thousands of students out of classrooms and into the streets around the world.
We showed that we are united and that we young people are unstoppable.
Thunberg will also speak at the main UN Climate Action Summit in the presence of global leaders on Monday. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. Tensions were high.